Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
Oh, yes, the defense raising the credibility of Michael Cohen because he has no credibility. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today, 855-839-1210. And the prosecutor is making everybody's eyes glaze over in the case against Donald Trump. Great to have you with us today. There's a lot to chat about. I'll tell you, you know, I was thinking about this earlier today, too. It was a disaster for De Niro. That guy has done, I think he's done more damage to his career in the last couple of years. His anti-Trump craziness and lunacy. He compared people to terrorists. He got booed and yelled at today. And the best was his presser backfired when a man told him that Biden's surrogates lied under oath. So De Niro goes there thinking he's his big shot. And New Yorkers, you know, they're like, they think you're a blowhard. They yelled at him, you suck, you're washed up, you're trash, your movies stink. He hasn't made a good movie in years. But this is interesting. He does this little press conference with some of the Capitol Hill police officers from January 6th. They did a video for the Biden campaign. And it did not go well for them. I think he looked like a clown. He really did. He's surrounded by bodyguards. People are yelling at him and screaming at him, telling him that they hate him. He didn't come in to save the day for Joe Biden. If anything, he expressed what we already know, which is that the Trump derangement syndrome is very, very real with these people. It's very real. So here's a little bit of that from today. Let's start with cut number four.
For these lowlives, for Trump.
They lied under oath.
They lied under oath. Right. Who lied under oath? What are you telling me?
Those two traitors behind you.
Excuse me?
Those two traitors behind you.
They lied under oath?
That's right.
What are you saying?
They're traitors.
They're traitors. I don't even know how to deal with you, my friend. I don't even know how to deal with you.
See, now it's just he looks like a clown. And then here's a bunch of Trump supporters out there yelling at Robert De Niro, and he's yelling back at him. A big tough guy. I think he's done more to hurt his own reputation. I mean, be honest with you, I don't let politics ever get in the way of movies that I love. Like, I'm not going to go home and burn my copy of Godfather Part Two. But if there was a De Niro movie coming out anytime soon, I don't think I'm paying to go see it. You know what I mean? Like, he's that crazy where I don't think I'd feel good about giving the guy my money when he's telling people that I'm a terrorist because I back Donald Trump. You know what I'm saying? Like, Yes, I'm not going to go back and throw out The Untouchables or Raging Bull or any. I mean, he's a great actor, but he's nuts. And that came across loud and clear today. Cut five.
Democrats, you are gangsters. You are gangsters.
You're washed up.
You.
You're a little punk. You're a softie. You're a nobody. Your movies suck. You're trash. You're trash. You're done. You're done up here.
That's the most New York thing you'll hear all day. You suck. Your movies suck. You're trash. Love it.
I like that someone screamed taxi driver at him.
Yeah.
Called him a taxi driver.
Go drive your taxi. Well, that's an insult to Jimmy Failey. He doesn't deserve that. Here's a little of De Niro with his hysteria that Trump will destroy the world. Not just the country, but the whole world. The entire freaking world. Take a listen.
It's really crazy, and this thing, Donald Trump, has created this. He should be telling them not to do this, but he's just, he wants to sow total chaos, which he's succeeding in some areas and places to do. Anyway, beside all that, this is my neighborhood, downtown New York City. I grew up here and feel at home in these streets. I feel comfortable. The Twin Towers fell just over here, just over there. This part of the city was like a ghost town. But we vowed we would not allow terrorists to change our way of life. And we started the Tribeca Festival to bring people back. I love this city. I love this city. I don't want to destroy it. Donald Trump wants to destroy not only the city, but the country, and eventually he could destroy the world.
Destroy the world, okay? The entire world. And he'll be a dictator for life, too. This is what I mean. The guy is nuts. Prosecutors admitted that Michael Cohen used his job title to get consulting jobs. That's one of the latest developments coming out here as they continue now with the closing arguments. These jurors have been in court all day. And at this point now, I'm telling you, their minds have glazed over. They've heard enough. They've heard enough here. And Michael Cohen, they're still arguing right now. They're still in court as we speak at 6:08 p.m. And this is still going on. So De Niro said government will perish from the earth if Trump is reelected. Not at all dramatic in any way, shape, or form. Cut number two.
Under Trump, this kind of government will perish from the earth. I don't mean to scare you. No, wait, maybe I do mean to scare you. If Trump returns to the White House, you can kiss these freedoms goodbye that we all take for granted.
That's bad acting on his part. Yeah. He had that line canned and blew it.
Yeah, this will end. The government as we know it will perish from the earth. I don't mean to scare you. I do mean to scare you. Line, cut. Let me do a retake. Let me do a retake. I don't like how I delivered that. Where's Marty? I need Marty here to shoot this. Here's another crazy scenario. The good news is that climate change will kill us all first. The greater Chris pointing that out earlier today on the show. He said the only drama left here, Rich, is if Trump can destroy the world before climate change does. That's a great point. I don't know the answer. I don't know. Marty, I don't like how I delivered that line. Let me redo it. How should I do it? Okay. The government of the people, for the people, and by the people shall not line. Perish from the earth. Perish from the earth. From the earth. Cut. Do it again. Do it again. I'm getting real mad here. All right, now this is not live. Now Trump's not coming out now. This is from earlier. Okay. Here's De Niro with more Trump hysteria. This time now, he'll never leave. He'll become dictator for life. I guess the point, though, is that if he's dictator for life, the government perishes from the earth and the world ends. That's a lot. That's a lot on one guy. That's a lot. You're really building him up here. You're really building him up quite a bit. Dictator for life. The government will perish. He's going to destroy the world. What else? Can he make a nice souffle? Can he do a chocolate souffle? Just, I'm wondering, what can't this guy do, huh? Cut number one.
And elections, forget about it. That's over. That's
forget
done.
About it.
If he gets in, I can tell you right now, he will never leave.
Never.
He will never leave. You know that. He will never leave. What does that mean? Is that the country we want to live in? Do we want him running this country and saying, I'm not leaving? I'm
I love the guy who starts beeping his horn. Like, shut up, De Niro.
I hope this new ad campaign reaches outside the bubble to remind supporters of what a danger he is to our lives. This
the
is
horn
not
is
a
the
threat.
Best.
This is
like
a reality.
You.
And that's why I've joined the Biden-Harris campaign, because the only way to preserve our freedoms and hold on to our humanity is to vote for Joe Biden for president. Really.
Really.
We don't have a choice. On January 6th, while Republican lawmakers despicably tried to
horn.
Keep the loser Trump, the loser Trump.
So is that a guy beeping his horn, or is that somebody's car alarm?
That's the alarm.
You think so?
Yeah, that's two in rhythm.
Maybe somebody went over and just shook a car just to make it go, you know? Just to silence
it
him?
Clearly, like, flustered him a little bit.
I think somebody set it off on purpose.
I think so, too.
Yeah, because I agree with Henry. It definitely threw him off.
Yeah, so... He'll forget about it. He'll be here for... Hey, where's Marty? Marty, can we do something about this freaking horn over there? Huh? Trump will kill all of you. You know that. He'll kill... I can't concentrate with the horn. I thought this was a closed set. Lower Manhattan, you idiot. Did you see him all walking with a mask on, too? Did you see that?
Yeah, I don't understand that at all.
Yeah, he's outside walking around with a mask on.
It's like 90 degrees out.
Yeah, and then he eventually takes it off. So what was the point of wearing it at all at that point is my question. In 90 degrees in Manhattan, he's walking around with a mask on.
But why did he take it off midway through his walk? Well, it made no sense.
No, it's like the people that take it off to eat and put it back on.
Yeah, it can't enter your body while you're eating.
COVID does not spread when you're having a meal. Like little COVID comes out, it's like, oh, here's my chance. Oh, you're eating. I'm sorry. I didn't realize that. Let me go back into your system and wait till you finish your meal.
It's a nice
Better
entourage.
Put your mask on before I get out. What's that?
It's a nice entourage he's got with him, too.
He had at least 15 bodyguards with him, don't you think?
Oh, a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're all clowns. You clowns. I'm surrounded by 15 heavily armed bodyguards, but you're all clowns. I wouldn't come down here by myself, but I'm going to call you all tough guys. Here's De Niro Cut 3.
But this city is pretty accommodating. We make room for clowns. We have them all over the city. People who do crazy things in the street, we tolerate it. It's part of the city. It's part of the culture. But not a person like Trump who will eventually run the country. That does not work, and we all know that. Anyway, we make room for clowns, to each his own. But no one takes him or took him really seriously. They take him seriously now, of course.
You're all clowns. And the governor of New York called Trump supporters clowns, too. It works. It really does. It works to just insult people and name call. And just how bad is the Trump derangement syndrome and how worried are Democrats? Well, James Carville, who said that the Democrat Party and their messaging is full of S, tore into the Democrat Party's 2024 election strategy and suggested two things that the Democrats should do. And man, if this does not scream desperation to you, I don't know what does. I had to reread this clip when I saw it. I did. I had to take another look and say, did I really read that correctly? Okay. All right. This was on the podcast what is it called? Politicon. All right. Cut 15.
Or some people say, why need a constitution? But, you know, we need strength, James. We need somebody to come in there, you know, that exhibit strength. Okay, good. You have the strength to overturn the frickin' Constitution of the United States. You're going to get rid of all of the civil service employees. You're going to be a dictator from day one. Oh, you don't want to talk about it. That's not fair. Yeah, Glenn Kessler is not going to like that. It's you're being a demagogue. No, I'm not. Ask them one question. Did Keith Schiller steal Trump's medical records from his internist? And where are these medical records? Prove that you're fair. Ask him and keep asking him. And the same thing for the Biden campaign, because you and I are not stupid. We know why he stole the records. All right. Let me put it this way. We have a strong suspicion is he stole the records because he had to clap.
The effing clap.
And look up. Go to the Mayo Clinic or WebMD or whatever. You know, I'll get a rash and I'll look it up on the computer. Go look up what how insidious a disease that secondary syphilis can be. I'm not sure he's not having sex anymore because his may have fallen off from all the BD. Yes.
It's, yeah. No, the Trump... The Trump derangement syndrome is very real. He's got the clap and secondary syphilis. His schwanz is falling off. But he's going to be a dictator for life and destroy the world and do it all without a penis. Do it all without a penis. Think about that. He's going to accomplish all those things, even though his schwanz fell off from secondary syphilis. You see that? I mean, this guy's good. This guy's good. If you didn't take him seriously before, you better now. Dictator for life, destroy the republic, shred the constitution, destroy the world and humanity, and do it all with a syphilis, schwanzless body. This guy, imagine what he could do if his schwanz had not fallen off from secondary syphilis. But you know, there's no Trump derangement syndrome whatsoever. It's not real, you see. It's not real. Why does it? Why does steal the medical records? Because it's a picture of his missing penile. See, on the back of a milk carton. Why is it down here in New York every day? He's looking for it in the streets. Maybe it fell off him. That's no joke. That clap. He also sounds like a guy who knows the clap very well, doesn't he? Yeah. Like, I would have no idea that it was that bad. I've never had it, thank God. But it's like a guy who has a lot of intimate knowledge of syphilis and the clap, does he not? I mean, it's so bad. It's dripping every day. It feels like it's on fire. Oh. Not that I know. I went on the Mayo Clinic site and read it. Oh, did you? Oh, you read it on the Mayo Clinic site, did you, James? It's good to know.
I do like that he prefaced his little response by saying, you can look this up on a website.
Yeah, you can look this up on WebMD if you want. But here's what it feels like. Every time you go to do a pee-pee, it feels like fire shooting out. No, my blank's a blowtorch, Doc. Start just quoting Eddie Murphy from Raw. Or was it Delirious? I forget. And then, you know, I mean, the other thing, too, is that there are some things that are said in all seriousness this weekend, like what Pete Buttigieg said on Face the Nation with Margaret Brennan, wondering why you have so much airplane turbulence these days. What's causing airplane turbulence now? Well, obviously, there's only one answer to that could be, and it's either secondary syphilis. Maybe the pilot has it. Just saying. Or maybe it's this, cut 17.
The reality is the effects of climate change are already upon us in terms of our transportation. We've seen that in the form of everything from heat waves that shouldn't statistically even be possible, threatening to melt the cables of transit systems in the Pacific Northwest, to hurricane seasons becoming more and more extreme, and indications that turbulence is up by about 15%.
Turbulence is now caused by climate change. All right. See, I would think it's a pilot who's got the clap and keeps needing to go to the restroom. But again, that's me. What do I know? I'm not a doctor. I don't know. This is the big story of the day, though, brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria, who does not treat those conditions. He's a dentist. But go see him today for your perfect smile. Can't help you if you have secondary syphilis, unfortunately. But he can give you the smile of your dream. You know, let's start this whole thing over for Dr. Mike. Let's just start this over.
Yeah, it's probably for the best.
Yeah. Your schwanz is falling off because you've got secondary syphilis. And you haven't smiled a day since. Reach out to Dr. Mark Veneria. He'll give you the smile of your dreams. Even your schwanzless, secondary syphilis smile will come back. It's not easy to smile after that, but...
it's the worst live read in history.
He should pay extra for this.
He should pay you to not say his name.
VaneriaDental.com. VANARIA, VaneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Okay, now, summer's here, and you want to get slimmer for the summer without any shots. By the way, we're monitoring the trial. It's still going on. If Trump comes out to speak, we'll bring it to you live if we're still on the air by 7 o'clock. Well, you can get slimmer for this summer without any shots. NJ diet is nearly twice as fast as weight loss injections and without any of those nasty side effects. You're going to lose 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days, contractually guaranteed. NJ diet uses your hair and saliva along with scans to personalize natural solutions and supplements to get you to shed that fat quickly. Then, NJ Diet uses your DNA info to help you keep the weight off. You're fully supervised the entire time, and you even get the doctor's personal email and phone number. They're there to help you every step of the way. Locations close by in Cherry Hill, King of Prussia, Princeton, and Newark, Delaware, or NJ Diet is available from home with live online video consultations. Lose weight the natural way, quickly and safely. Call 855-5-NJ-DIET or schedule your consult today at njdiet.com. Get slimmer for the summer and without any shots. That's njdiet.com to lose 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. Go to njdiet.com and lose the weight. You can do this. And you don't want to be wearing a shirt at the pool this summer. You want to look and feel your best. njdiet.com.
This is the only show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
You know, the whole... Oh, is this a syphilis-related song? Maybe I shouldn't cut it off too soon.
Yeah, kind of.
Go ahead. He's blind. There you go. Well done. Well done. No, fire shoot out, Matt. Alyssa Finley at the Wall Street Journal for years has done great work of trying to uncover what's been happening with COVID. And, you know, the big story last week is an update to it today, and that is that the Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic is now going after Fauci. Anthony Fauci, Asanto Fauci, the nation's leading infectious disease doctor. You always have to say that by law. We know now that they were engaged in a bunch of different things using a secret email address, a Proton email address, Gmail. There's all kinds of edits to things. They were hiding stuff. But what were they hiding, though, is the question. What were they hiding? And this is the question here. The House Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic has been investigating EcoHealth Alliance. A lot of the money flowed to EcoHealth Alliance and then the scientists at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Subpoenaed private emails from Fauci senior advisor David Morans now show how NIH officials and EcoHealth Alliance president Peter Daszak sought to conceal their lapses. After the Trump administration suspended funding for EcoHealth in 2020, Dr. Morans rallied to Peter Daszak's defense and said, quote, "There are things I can't say except Tony Fauci is aware, and I've learned there are ongoing efforts within NIH to steer through this."
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
With minimal damage to you, and colleagues, and to NIH, and the National Institutes for Allergy and Infectious Diseases. I have reason to believe that there are already efforts going on to protect you. And what we find out is that on February 21st, 2021, Dr. David Morins wrote to Boston University scientist Gerald Kush and said, "I learned from our FOIA lady here how to make emails disappear after I am FOIA'd," because nobody wants to be FOIA'd, "but before the search starts, so I think we are all safe. Plus, I deleted most of those earlier emails after sending them to Gmail." Now, the question, of course, is safe from what? Public scrutiny? Not that Morins and this other doctor collaborated on a September 2020 article that claimed theories about a hypothetical man-made origin of SARS-CoV-2 have been thoroughly discredited by multiple coronavirus experts. Their article advocated more funding for groups like EcoHealth Alliance to prevent this tragic history from repeating itself. Morins noted in another email to the other doctor, "I learned the tricks last year from an old friend, Marge Moore, who heads our FOIA office and also hates FOIA, Freedom of Information Act." Now, they started going with these private emails, they started doing all these other things, and they started writing to outside collaborators. And they show how government officials circled the wagons to protect themselves. Morins is currently on administrative leave owing to the committee's revelations of a potential federal records law violation. And last week, Health and Human Services moved to bar Peter Daszak and EcoHealth Alliance from getting federal programs, citing EcoHealth Alliance's improper conduct. The House investigation is another illustration of why Americans have lost trust in public health institutions. Members of Congress must consider cutting funding from the National Institutes of Health as punishment for its employees' obfuscations. Now, you think about the Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus and what they're looking to get to the bottom of. And then this is bigger than just COVID. This is bigger than just COVID. This has to do with government bureaucrats thinking that they can run the show and that they can decide for everybody and then cover it up as they feel appropriate. And that's exactly what they did, to try to hide the truth from the American people. So Brad Wenstrup and his committee are examining evidence that top leadership at the National Institutes of Health intentionally avoided compliance with Freedom of Information Act requests and other oversight efforts during the early stages of the COVID-19 pandemic. And the House Republicans have delivered a win for accountability, a big win for accountability. Because they've exposed these people as trying to figure out ways to avoid scrutiny by the American public. Why was Fauci's chief of staff intentionally misspelling keywords in emails? Not just typos, but using special characters. For example, when it came to EcoHealth, he would write EC-Health. Anderson, he would put A-N-D-E-R-S-S-O-N. He put a dollar sign in place of one of the S's. You know why they did that? And then they opened an encrypted Proton Mail account. The reason why they did that with the keyword misspellings is that if you try to do a search, the search would not return the query that you're looking for because you manipulated the words that they might be looking for by putting in special symbols. So today, the committee announced they're opening an official investigation into the cover-up. And they sent a letter to the head of the NIH, Monica Bertagnoli. And the question you got to ask yourself is, was this purposeful cover-up? Because they all knew exactly where this virus came from. For example, Fauci's 2021 calendar. Dr. Anthony Fauci intentionally misspelled EcoHealth. He put ECCO Health in his 2021 calendar. Now, do you think that that was a mistake by Fauci? Or do you think that that was done so that if somebody queried all this, they wouldn't find Eco, ECO? The other guy did the same thing by leaving out the O. Fauci put in an extra C. So if you went in to do a search and you just put an ECO, you wouldn't, none of those other things would have come up, theoretically. Now, I'm not saying that they would not come up, but it's obvious that that's why they were trying to do it, so that they could hide this. The letter that they put out to the House Select Subcommittee on COVID, the letter that the Select Subcommittee put out to the head of the National Institute of Health for this investigation, this is a key point. And they want to know the following things. Specifically, why did officials forward internal Freedom of Information Act deliberations to outside interested parties? Evidence in possession of a select subcommittee suggests that National Institutes of Allergy and Infectious Disease officials would give forewarning of potentially damaging FOIA productions to non-governmental individuals, including Dr. Peter Daszak. So what they would do is they would send kind of a red flag, if you will, to let them know that this stuff was coming. So then they could go and delete, destroy records and hide them. They're awful. This is what they wrote in one of the emails. They're awful. The U.S. right to know law, just out to cause trouble and drum up lab leak controversy. I hope NIH can help reduce the amount that comes out. Some of the emails between us, all via your NIH account, were a bit embarrassing, such as criticizing lab leakers, and we were reported as showing that we were conspiring together in some way, dot, dot, dot. Eventually, there will be no more to FOIA. That's the only silver lining. But here's the key in all of this. Evidence in possession of the select subcommittee suggests that the National Institutes of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, that's Fauci's office, these employees use the FOIA office to assist in the concealment or destruction of official records. So think about that. Within the government, within every agency, they have somebody there who deals with public records requests. Same thing in your local level of government. Somebody there deals with requests from the public. Well, the people who are there to follow the Federal Freedom of Information Act laws, the federal law, it's not a suggestion, that's their job. They were working with Fauci and his minions to make emails disappear. I need to be more careful. This is one of the emails. You are right. I need to be more careful. However, as I mentioned once before, I learned from our FOIA lady here how to make emails disappear after I am FOIA'd, but before the search starts. So I think we are all safe. Plus, I deleted most of those earlier emails after sending them to Gmail. After an agency receives a FOIA request, it is common to employ keyword search terms to identify and subsequently produce responsive documents to the requester. This process is vital to ensure transparency and accountability. However, it can't be undermined by government employees that strategically use language to avoid keyword searches. Evidence in possession suggests that this was a common tactic most routinely employed by Fauci's former chief of staff, Greg Folkers. So the hero, Fauci and his people were purposely misspelling things so that when people would get around to do a Freedom of Information Act request, the query would not return those search results, and they were manipulating that. These people were conspiring together to break federal law and using the people whose job it is to make sure that that federal law is followed to help them do it. So that they can figure out now how they could hide this from the public. Even stuff that was already emailed, even things that were already public record, how they could go back and manipulate or destroy those records after a FOIA request was already made. Yeah, now these people did some very, very bad things here. They broke the law in a big way. And, you know, a buddy of mine sent a good point about this. He said, you go back to Bridgegate, which was the scandal in New Jersey involving traffic at the George Washington Bridge. It was determined that any communications, even private emails sent within a government building, is FOIA and OPRA accessible. So what these guys, the mistake they made here, I'll tell you exactly what they did because they're not very bright people. What they did is that they used their government emails to tell everybody on the email how to evade FOIA. So then everybody now knows that they were purposely trying to evade FOIA. These were not geniuses here. For very bright people with advanced degrees and medical degrees and everything else, they were not smart enough to just pick up the phone, have a conference call, and say, going forward, from this point forward, we all have to use this secret Gmail or secret Proton email account we've all created. Wouldn't you think there'd be at least one email that would say that? Hey, everybody, we're going to have a conference call at 2:00 today. I'll send you the agenda so we get closer. Everybody hops on the line. Hey, from now on, we need to use Gmail. We need to use Proton email, whatever it is. No, these idiots put it in their government emails. And then people would respond in the Gmail email using their government email address as by mistake, by accidentally, which led to the, I got to be more careful. I hope these people go to prison. They really need to go to prison. Here's Tim Scott explaining why Donald Trump is doing so well with black voters. As we cue that up, I want to read you this little bit of a update here from what's happening. Steinglass, who's the prosecutor, is now in hour 5 of his closing argument, breaks included. This is awfully long and probably correlates to how much work Todd Blanche did to try to attack the case. Todd Blanche is Trump's defense attorney. So he's still going here. 6:41 p.m. and this guy's still going. And these jurors' eyes are glazed over. You got to wonder. You got to wonder how worried the prosecution. If you're doing a 5-hour summation, closing argument now, 5 hours, going on 5 hours. So he's hour number 5. So that means it could be hour 6. That could be hour 7. Who knows? You really got to wonder. Did I prove my case? Because if I prove my case, I don't need to be doing this for 5 or 6 hours. Don't you think? Bad sign right there. I think a lot of people see the injustice of this whole thing. And that's part of the reason why they're coming over to Donald Trump. I played you Dennis Quaid earlier today saying why he's voting for Donald Trump, the actor Dennis Quaid. He says it's a lot of this has to do with the weaponization of the justice system against him. Tim Scott echoed that pretty much, too. I'll play you that clip in just a moment. But guys, ladies, Father's Day is right around the corner. Are you ready? As a dad with 3 beautiful kids, 9, 7, and 4, and with a dad, I know what dads like. And they don't like ties. We don't need any more golf shirts, and we certainly don't need a hat. What we want is great food. Take it from me. You want to give dad a world-class gift he's going to love? Then you go to Omaha Steaks, because a world-class dad deserves a world-class steak. The Father's Day experts at Omaha Steaks have made it easy to pull off a big win for Father's Day. They have hand-selected gift packages starting at just $89. Just go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code Zioli at checkout for an additional discount when you shop gourmet gift packages for Father's Day. With Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless. Endless flavor, endless variety, and endless value. Truly, Omaha Steaks has perfected more than just steak. And your dad is guaranteed to love every bite. Your husband, your father, your uncle, don't forget the godfathers in your life. Pick from premium meats like juicy pork chops, air-grilled chicken and beefy burger, air-chilled chicken, excuse me, and beefy burgers. Just go to omahasteaks.com, use promo code Zioli to get an exclusive savings. Shop for unforgettable gifts that are guaranteed to make Dad's day. If there's one thing Omaha Steaks knows, it's that Dad wants steak. Delicious food of all kinds. That's omahasteaks.com. Every steak is aged perfectly 28 days minimum to bring out that flavor that low-energy grocery store steaks just simply cannot match. Promo code Zioli, Z-E-O-L-I, at checkout to save on exclusive packages starting at just $89 at omahasteaks.com.
Thanks for listening to the Zioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Tuesday may be gone with a wind, but that wind bag is still going on in court. Still going on. It's still going. The prosecution is still going with their closing arguments. They're now focusing on federal election law and arguing that this was a cover-up. I want to read you a post that Mark Levin put out a few moments ago. Mark is not in the courthouse, but he's been paying attention to what the lawyers that he trusts have been saying, people like Turley and Andy McCarthy. And they have been in the courtroom and they're texting and emailing reporters who are in turn reading them on the air at Fox. As well as those who've left the courthouse and are speaking directly on air. The judge is a disgusting fraud who had his foot on the defense lawyer's neck while he allows the prosecutor to ramble on in every direction, including only now about federal campaign law and personal insinuations about Trump, as well as suggestions that Cohen's actions can't be inferred onto Trump. Outrageous. This judge was specifically appointed to handle this case. From the start, he has shredded the law and the rules of evidence. He has stomped all over due process. He has silenced Trump, respecting most aspects of the case. He has allowed collateral evidence into the trial, of which there is a ton. He has assumed jurisdiction over federal election law, preventing the defense from putting on one of the top experts in the nation to testify to the jury. He has not directed the prosecution to state the alleged federal crimes with specificity, He has not required proof of anything, let alone a citation to what law they're only now inferring. Then there was Stormy Daniels, who was used to embarrass Trump and spew her hate and nothing more. Michael Cohen, who lies whenever he opens his mouth, was the lead state witness. That is how preposterous this entire case is. Now they're on to the Access Hollywood tape. None of this is relevant. It is all intended to create anger and hate against Trump by the jurors, which is an abomination. It's character assassination under the cover of so-called justice, pure Stalinism. One can only imagine what kind of jury instructions this so-called judge will give the jury. Meanwhile, to underscore the political nature of all this, as if it needs to be underscored, the Biden campaign used Robert De Niro, a foul-mouthed madman, to accuse Trump of effectively being Genghis Khan in the midst of the closing arguments. And the White House has told the media that Biden himself will comment as president after the jury issues its verdict. Let's remember, this is a non-case. There is no crime, federal, state, or local. The state misdemeanor having to do with corporate reporting was not violated. The NDA was a legal expense and reported as such. The misdemeanor statute had already run out anyway. As a result of left-wing groups filing a complaint with the Federal Election Commission claiming the NDA was an illegal federal campaign contribution, the FEC said it was not. As if all of this were not enough, the Southern District of New York U.S. Attorney's Office took another look at the case. It dropped it. Indeed, it was Cohen who agreed to committing a list of federal crimes, including perjury. The former Manhattan DA looked at it and dropped the case. Bragg originally blew it off, but when one of Biden's henchmen was sent to New York to work on the non-fraud fraud case and then moved to the non-crime criminal case, it was taken up. Then the preposterous theory was concocted. The state misdemeanor statute can be revived if the NDA can be said to have covered up another crime, in this case, a federal campaign violation. And their key witness, Michael Cohen, of course, the DA has no jurisdictional authority on federal campaign matters. The FEC and the Southern District of New York do have jurisdiction but refuse to bring charges. Hence, there was no campaign violation. The judge refused to allow Brad Smith, former chairman of the FEC and federal campaign law expert to testify for the defense as an expert witness. He would have fired a fatal legal torpedo in the DA's case. As he said on three different occasions, there was no federal election crime, which is precisely why the judge wouldn't let the jury hear from him. There's so much more, of course. Now, you think about just that part of it alone. Typically, the judge would never say no to a defense witness if it could help the defense. The judge said no, might say no to a prosecution witness, but would never say no to a defense witness if the defense believes this can help their case. Judge said no to the defense calling that expert. Think about that. Think about a judge doing that and what that means right there. And we know, and I've told you this a million times, you know, Marshawn's daughter's making money off this case. We know that. The family's making money off this. The so-called judge in this case, Juan Marshawn, is what we used to call a hanging judge. That is, the trial process is nothing more than a formality. In the end, nothing can be said. No evidence can be presented. No witness can alter and no injustice can prevent the preordained outcome demanded by the judge. At least that is the judge's intent and goal. So you got to hope, you know, there's at least one juror there who can see through this. But man, you know, you got to wonder, where are all the civil liberties advocates? Where are all the people who are out there who are really worried about the state of civil liberties in our country, the government just being able to squash people's constitutional rights? Amazing. They don't care. This is Trump. They don't care. Just get him by any stretch of the imagination. The judge wouldn't allow the defense to call an expert witness to the stand who would have testified that this was not a federal election law violation and why the FEC chose not to pursue anything against this, because it didn't rise to be a federal election charge violation. And the judge would not allow the defense to call that expert to testify. Unbelievable. Have a great rest of your night. The great one, Mark Levin. We'll have more on this for you straight ahead. Keep the conversation going on X at Rich Zeoli. Thank you.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.